Welcome to the Grow in God's Love program, The Holy Journey to Heaven, offered by the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, within the Holy Roman Catholic Church. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we as sons and daughters of Almighty God are gathered as the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, within the Holy Roman Catholic Church. In thanksgiving and return of His great love and mercy, Jesus died on the cross for our salvation and waiting on us to guide us and teach us His truth of love and mercy. We proclaim Jesus' death and resurrection, the blessing salvation message, and evangelize God's people to follow Jesus Christ, in order to prepare all of our hearts to be holy and perfect so we can enter the kingdom of heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we proclaim the eternal, life-giving Word of God in order to feed and tend God's people. Witness Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Help God's people to follow Jesus Christ, the way of the cross, which is the holy journey to heaven, according to the teachings of the Holy Roman Catholic Church, to enter the kingdom of God, based on Almighty God, our eternal Father's master plan, according to His holy will, so that those who are baptized will grow more in holiness and get closer to God. Those who do not know Jesus Christ will get to know Him, so they also will have great hope of salvation in eternal life. By the power of the Holy Spirit, during this holy journey to heaven, Jesus will teach us to truly love Almighty God, our Eternal Father, with all our hearts, souls, and minds, and with all our strength, and love one another. So we will be purified and sanctified to become holy and perfect with the Most Holy Trinity's love, in order to prepare our hearts to be united with God and one another. By the power of the Holy Spirit, through our baptism, we as children of Almighty God are obligated, and it is our duty, to willingly take responsibility to respond to His holy call to love Almighty God, our Eternal Father, and one another, in order to become holy and perfect, and to teach and discipline future generations with Almighty God, our Eternal Father's merciful love. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we as children of Almighty God are striving to grow in holiness as the body of Jesus Christ within the Holy Roman Catholic Church. As Jesus said, "I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the powers of death shall not prevail against it." The foundation of the Holy Roman Catholic Church is the seven holy sacraments. Through these holy sacraments, we as a church grow in God's holy love in order to enter the kingdom of heaven with the help of our true mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, and all the saints and angels. We come to do God's holy will by loving God and one another, to serve God and His people, all mankind, nations and languages, and every age, for all of our salvation, and for Almighty God, our Eternal Father's glory alone. Let us read now from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 58, starting at verse 1. Thus says the Lord God, "Cry out full-throated and unsparingly. Lift up your voice like a trumpet blast. Tell my people their wickedness, and the house of Jacob their sins. They seek me day after day, and desire to know my ways, like a nation that has done what is just, and not abandoned the law of their God. They ask me to declare what is due them, pleased to gain access to God. Why do we fast, and you do not see it? Afflict ourselves, and you take no note of it. Lo, on your fast day, you carry out your own pursuits, and drive all your laborers. Yes, your fast ends in quarreling and fighting, striking with wicked claw. Would that today you might fast so as to make your voice heard on high. Is this the manner of fasting I wish, of keeping a day of penance, that a man bow his head like a reed and lie in sackcloth and ashes? Do you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? This, rather, is the fasting that I wish, releasing those bound unjustly, untying the thongs of the yoke, setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke, sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked when you see them, and not turning your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, Here I am. Let us read now from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26, verses 4 through 10. Moses spoke to the people, saying, The priest shall receive the basket from you, and shall set it in front of the altar of the Lord your God. Then you shall declare before the Lord your God, My father was a wandering Aramean, who went down to Egypt with a small household, and lived there as an alien. But there he became a nation great, strong, and numerous. When the Egyptians maltreated and oppressed us, imposing hard labor upon us, we cried to the Lord, the God of our fathers, and he heard our cry, and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. He brought us out of Egypt with his strong hand and outstretched arm, with terrifying power, with signs and wonders, and bringing us into this country. He gave us this land flowing with milk and honey. Therefore, I have now brought you the first fruits of the products of the soil which you, O Lord, have given me. And having set them before the Lord your God, you shall bow down in his presence. A reading from the book of the prophet Joel, chapter 2, verses 12 through 18. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God. For gracious and merciful is he, slow to anger, rich in kindness, and relenting in punishment. Perhaps he will again relent and leave behind him a blessing, offerings and libations for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, proclaim a fast, call an assembly, gather the people, notify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and the infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom quit his room, and the bride her chamber. Between the porch and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep, and say, Spare, O Lord, your people, and make not your heritage a reproach, with the nations ruling over them. Why should they say among the peoples,
Where is their God? Then the Lord was stirred to concern for his land, and took pity on his people.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we're so grateful to God that you can be with us. And we'd like to let you know that you can hear this broadcast right now on the internet at www.birach.com. That's B as in blessed, IRACH.com, and choosing Listen to WNWI.
Hello, my name is Mike. God's blessings to you.
My name is Roseanne.
My name is Rosie. God blessings.
My name is Mary Beth. Welcome today.
And I'm Char. God bless you all.
God's blessings. This is Bill.
And we encourage you now to please go get your Bible and read the scriptures along with us as you listen to the program.
I'd like to begin with the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verses 3 through 10. I turned to the Lord God, pleading in earnest prayer, with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. I prayed to the Lord, my God, and confessed, Ah, Lord, great and awesome God, you who keep your merciful covenant toward those who love you and observe your commandments. We have sinned, been wicked, and done evil. We have rebelled and departed from your commandments and your laws. We have not obeyed your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, our fathers, and all the people of the land. Justice, O Lord, is on your side. We are shamefaced even to this day. The men of Judah, the residents of Jerusalem, and all Israel, near and far, in all the countries to which you have scattered them, because of their treachery toward you. O Lord, we are shamefaced, like our kings, our princes, and our fathers, for having sinned against you. But yours, O Lord, our God, are compassion and forgiveness. Yet we rebelled against you and pay no heed to your command. O Lord, our God, to live by the law you gave us through your servants, the prophets. During Lent, since I belong to Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, I want to pick up the Bible more and read it. I do read it every day, but during Lent, trying to spend more time reading the Word of God.
You know, we're so blessed to be part of our Catholic Church because the Catholic Church gives us all these opportunities to remind us of what we need to do so that we can stay connected with Jesus. And when I think of Lent and read this passage, I do think of fasting and how it's such a beautiful time for us to really reflect on our sinfulness and how we have this beautiful sacrament of reconciliation in the Catholic Church to go to so that we can go to our God and ask Him to forgive us of our sins. Before I was in the mission, I didn't think a whole lot about confession being very necessary. And now, through the mission, through Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, it has become more open or apparent to me how important that sacrament is, and how when we go to that sacrament and place ourselves in front of Jesus and say to Him, you know, I am a sinner and I'm coming to ask forgiveness, we know that He will forgive our sins. You know, God's asking us to come back. And you know, Lent is such a beautiful time for us to really reflect on our sinfulness and to take full advantage of that sacrament of reconciliation.
You know, I used to just years and years ago, before the mission was a part of my life, I used to dread Lent, just dread it, because I had to try to change or give up something that I liked. And I never fully understood the purpose of it, what I was doing it for. And that was just my own lack of understanding of my my Catholic faith. I didn't understand the season, the whole Lenten season, the purpose of it. I realized the resurrection and what Jesus came to do, but I didn't understand what I was supposed to do in preparation for that. And it was because of the mission and understanding how much I needed to clean up myself. Now, I look forward to Lent. And here we are, the first Sunday of Lent, and we're just having celebrated Ash Wednesday. And the emphasis is on how much I have to clean up. I have to clean up my heart. And I realize, and it's not a bad thing, I see it as a good thing, how much work I have to do. I used to think that I didn't have a lot to do, and I was a pretty good guy, and I didn't have very many things to work on. But I see it as a blessing now to see some of the things that I have filled my heart with that have taken the place of our Lord, and wanting to remove those or empty them out. And as we read in Daniel a few seconds ago, you know, how much our God is compassionate and forgiving. And through the sacrament of reconciliation, I can experience that. And I used to be so fearful of that sacrament. And for what reason? It was my own pride. I just didn't want to go and confess. But now, just growing in humility, I see and I can feel God's love and compassion and forgiveness.
Bill, I hear what you're saying there. To me, as I was growing up, a young Lent was fish sandwiches, grilled cheese, tomato soup, and no meat. And it always seemed like I was punishing myself, and I really wasn't sure just exactly why. You did this during Lent, you gave up this, you didn't do that, but I never really understood exactly what the true motivation should be, whether it was just, as I mentioned, self-punishment, or it was for the love of God. And I guess coming through the Love Holy Trinity mission, I've come to more of a maturity of why I'm doing this fasting. I've come to a realization that in my own personal life, I need a deeper repentance.
Well, I know Lent for me for years was about giving up something and dreading it and kind of walking around with, this sad look on your face because, you know, we were giving up something. Whether it was not eating between meals or candy or whatever it might have been. And, you know, through reading the Word of God and coming to the Love Holy Trinity mission meetings, like you said, Mike, we have to kind of turn that around and make this a joyful time. And it is a beautiful time for us to say to God, you know, I want to spend more time with you. I want to become closer to you. Teach me, help me, show me what I should do in order to do that. And when we do that, when we come and ask God to help us, you know, our heart changes. And instead of, you know, gloom and doom, it's a joyful time. And I just know that in reading the Word of God, if we can get ourselves committed to doing that, you know, whether it be a sentence, a chapter, you know, whatever we can do each day, then God feeds us. And as I said, you know, our heart begins to change, and then we realize that it's much easier not to look at those things that the world has to offer us and not be so saddened because we can't have it, because now we want more of God.
I know what you're saying, Mary Beth, because I am a convert to the Catholic faith, but during Lent, I always used to think, look forward to Lent because boy, then I could lose some weight. You know, I could diet, and I was doing that. You know, I'm doing good. I was doing it because, well, I thought I was doing it because I loved God. But here, I was just. It just showed how selfish I, you know, I was, because I was just thinking more. Well, boy, now I can lose some weight. You know, and meals are easier to prepare because you don't have to think, well, what kind of meat am I going to fix tonight, or and this and that, and because you just knew it had to be like Mike said, scrambled eggs or pancakes or tomato soup and grilled cheese. And one thing, my children liked macaroni and cheese, so that was easy to fix. But now, since joining the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, I look forward to Lent because I want to grow closer to God, because I want to love Him more. And like you say, I pray, God, help me, you know, to love You more and show me where I need to improve myself.
I too have learned that just the fasting, the word fasting, and I grew up with this ideal that it was fasting was just something food oriented. And that I needed to give up ice cream, or like you, you know, well, maybe if I gave up ice cream and sweets, I'll lose a few pounds. So my motivation was never for the glory of God. It was for the glory of myself. But because of the mission and, coming to a fuller understanding of my Catholic faith, I realized that fasting is just an emptying out, so that I can fill it up. And Lent is a time to really emphasize for me, too, the joy in filling up and growing. As Roseanne was saying, how she tries to read more Scripture, or, you know, to put God more in her daily life. And I see that, too. It's not just, you know, if I give up something, that denying myself something. I see the importance of that now, just to deny what I want for God's glory, but that has to have the other side of it, and that's that filling up with the Word, and with especially the sacraments.
Verse 4 says, I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed, Ah, Lord, great and awesome God. I think since coming to Holy Trinity Blessed Mission during Lent, I really do realize now how great and awesome God is, and that makes me want to spend more time in the Word and in quiet prayer to give praise and thanksgiving to God.
I remember when I was little, and we always gave up candy. You know, that was this, you know, one of the things that we always would give up is candy. Well, you know, I can remember then thinking, you kind of would store up all this candy, and you couldn't wait until Easter Sunday, because then you could eat all this candy that you'd been storing up. Or maybe you'd given up chocolate, and oh boy, you just couldn't wait for that piece of chocolate pie or chocolate cake. And then when Lent was over, I just forgot. I mean, I didn't even think really about what was supposed to be happening through this time. And it was over. I got to eat my candy, and, you know, I just went on with life again. And now when I look at Lent and what I can do, I really try to focus more on what can I do to improve my relationship with God? You know, what can I do to get closer to Him? And we've talked about some things already, you know, just spending time in quiet prayer, going to the Word of God. You know, all these things help us grow. And I didn't grow giving up candy. So now what we want to do during Lent is, what can we do to increase that relationship that we want to have with God? How can we show Him that we love Him more, so that He can really bless and grace us with what we need to continue in this earthly life, so that, you know, someday we can be in total you know, joy with him in heaven, in our home.
Mary Beth, I relate to your candy story. And I always think of Psalm 51, verse 18. For you do not desire a sacrifice, a burnt offering you would not accept. My sacrifice, God, is a broken spirit. God, do not spurn a broken, humbled heart. And through the love of Holy Trinity, I've come to realize to maybe try to move from a physical level involving food to more of a spiritual level. And when I say this, I guess I look at myself and I say, you know, I should be really doing good to try to cleanse my heart.
You know, I too agree with you, Mike. And the whole word of fasting has just taken on a new meaning for me because of Love Holy Trinity and just a deeper understanding of, like you were just sharing, you know, to do better, to do good. I think of fasting now as, in a sense, what in me is God not pleased with? You know, what in me is God not pleased with that I really need to work on changing? And that can be my fasting. And a lot of times it has to do with, and I know this Lent, it's my tongue. Because I can sin with my tongue so easily with a house full of children. And it's sometimes too easy. And the temptation is right there for me to say something that's cutting or, you know, maybe even hurtful. So it's fasting in a sense. I'm trying to fast from that use of my tongue to be more quiet and more prayerful, and knowing that that would please God more than if I gave up chocolate, because of, you know, my tongue doesn't always please Him. So, you know, that is kind of my, you know, my fasting, and I think, you know, when I try to please God, this gives Him more of a smile than if I do give something of, you know, even though it might be hard for me to give up ice cream for Lent. But I'm trying to work now on my own holiness. And before the mission, I never understood that. It was just fasting because I was supposed to. And, you know, by the time, like Mary Beth was saying, you know, Lent was over, I was looking for the biggest cup of ice cream I could get, you know, and never understanding why I gave it up. But now it's that, you know, how or what in my heart has to change. And if you look back a couple of days to the readings on Ash Wednesday, the first reading on Ash Wednesday was from the book of Joel. And it says in Joel chapter 2, beginning in verse 12, and I'll just read part of that. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God. Well, when I read that, you know, I hear the words, return to me. God is calling me. He says, return to me. Return your heart to me. So what I hear Him saying is, because of my worldliness and my sinfulness, I've allowed it to become, you know, kind of like a den of thieves, or just it's not a pretty place. And He's calling me to return. Return to me with your whole heart. So I have to really focus on my heart and say, okay, God, show me what's in the way that's keeping me from returning to you. And when He does that, He easily points out several of my imperfections or sins that I can work on. And I'm realizing too that to really focus on, you know, whatever it is, and for me right now it's my tongue, and just focus on that. God, you know, I know I haven't pleased you with my words, and then just to help me, but then to go and to really repent for the times that I have sinned with my tongue, and to bring that back to God, and to beg His forgiveness for those times, and to really ask Him to chop that root out, so that only good will come when I speak, and not anything that's hurtful or not of God.
At verse 18, for you do not desire sacrifice. So what God wants is our love for Him and for others. And to show this love to others is what I need to work on during Lent also. Since belong to Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, if I say something uncharitable about someone, I immediately know what I have done. And the beautiful part is that I can repent and have peace again, for I know of God's mercy.
I know what you're saying, Roseanne. And if you turn to Psalm 51, 11 through 14, it says, turn away your face from my sins, blot out all my guilt. A clean heart create for me, God. Renew in me a steadfast spirit. Do not drive me from your presence, nor take from me your Holy Spirit. Restore my joy in your salvation. Sustain in me a willing spirit. And I think that that's really what I have to pray for, is that God will help me to clean out my heart, because I know that there's a lot of things deep in there that's rooted in there that I really have to get rid of. And so I have to beg the Holy Spirit to come and help me clean my heart. And as you said, Bill, your tongue. And I know my tongue, too, gets me in a lot of trouble and different things, because I may not want to say it, but it's right out there and said before I even think. So I have to start thinking more of what I'm going to say and try to make it something good rather than something negative. And I know also there's just other little things in there. Your thoughts, they just wander and wander, and I want to try to concentrate more when I go to Mass or when I am in my prayer time. I have to ask the Holy Spirit to help me there, because I know that I can't do any of this by myself. I have to depend on God to help me, because without Him, I know I can do nothing. Before I joining the mission, I never thought of God as my Father. He was always God up there in heaven. He was off somewhere, and how could He care about little old me? But He really cares about each and every one of us, and that's why when you see people do things that you know is against what God wants, it's just so hard, because you just want to go and tell them, why did you do those things? Because God, the Father, doesn't want you doing those things, and we're not supposed to judge either. But I know some things you have to make discernments on things. And God just loves us so much. And even yet, I know it's hard for me to realize deep down inside that He's there and He cares about me.
Lent, in a certain sense, calls us to persistence also. And as I look at a journey through the Love Holy Trinity Mission, and I look at that element of persistence, and I look at today's gospel reading when Jesus goes and prays for 40 days, and all through our journey, that element of single-heartedness, of developing zeal, and that persistent pursuit of repentance for us is always in front of us.
It's only through the Holy Spirit that I can recognize, you know, that our fasting is also to grow as Jesus has taught us, you know, to deny, but also that know that we will be tempted, and it's, you know, it's a matter of, do we give in to that or not? And, you know, by denying ourselves even a physical pleasure is helping with the discipline to fight off the temptations for the greater things. And Rosie and I were both sharing about, you know, trying to really fast from our tongue. And the temptation, Rose, I know I have it, the temptation if I'm in a situation and things are said and I want to just, ooh, I got a great answer for this, that temptation. And seeing that now, that it's the discipline that God's trying to teach me, you know, and the, how Lent really emphasizes that, to just bring that discipline and to be strong for God and to fight off the temptations to sin. And recognizing that is just, it's been a revelation for me to see the greater joy in our Lenten fasting and how it's helping me to become more disciplined only for God, to see that.
When I read verse 8 of Luke chapter 4, and Jesus says to him in reply, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." And before coming into the mission and really spending this time in the Word and in prayer, I didn't realize how many things I was attached to or, wanted. And that's kind of what Lent is about, in that, you know, it's a time for us to look at what is keeping us from God and what are those things that we are attached to. And, you know, maybe it's as simple as a television program, sports, what basically is our God? You know, we only have one God, the Father, in heaven. And that's who we are to worship and adore. And, you know, I know for myself, it's very easy for me to get caught up in a sporting event or, just even being lazy, you know, serving myself and not looking at how I can serve God. You know, I serve my family. I serve the people that I work for, which, you know, I have to do that. But in doing that, you know, am I still in my heart giving all the praise and glory to God?
I also reflect on some situations where I'm in the sales business and I go out to lunch with people and all of a sudden there's only one thing there on the menu, and it's meat. And it raises a conscious level. And throughout the Bible we're taught, if you deny me, you will be denied. And at different times, it's maybe been a little bit difficult to say, I'm Catholic, I do not eat meat on Friday. And it can be a very uncomfortable thing. I think since I've been on the mission now, it's a much easier decision for me. It's like this is a very important thing to me. So the embarrassment or the inconvenience or whatever factor comes in there is just not that important anymore.
I understand what you're saying, Mike. It's and I realize too now that's because our heart is understanding, and it's as God calls us, you know, rend me your heart, and our heart wants to please more and more our Lord. And then to take that even further past a Friday, or for the entire time for Lent, that we really truly want to please God and not ourselves anymore. And that's what the mission has done. And it's a matter of continually coming and receiving His food. And the blessing of the mission that we have so many meetings that we can attend to. You know, our free will to go to a meeting, to hear the Word of God at any time. And it's that food that's changing our heart to where we want to please because of love and our love for God, as Mary Beth was saying, you know, above everything else, and to not have any other gods, that we want to please Him above everything. And it's the condition of the heart. And I know my heart has such a long way to go, because there's so often I want to still please me. And you mentioned television programs or things like that about Lent, and I think about, you know, maybe we really don't turn the television on until after everybody's in the bed, so that's just me. And, you know, there's a couple of things that maybe I look forward to when I'm home, and I could use that to deny myself. You know, if this is really what I look forward to so much, you know, is, well, why not take that time, turn off the television, and fill myself with some more of God's Word instead of, you know, and that's just putting Him above, you know, where I look forward to watching something. No, I really need to put God above. So I have so much farther to go yet because I'm, you know, it's a matter of clicking off that remote and open up Scripture and the discipline to do that more often. And that too can be part of my Lenten journey.
Well, I think what you're saying there, I agree so much with what you're saying there because Lent is just kind of like the ultimate time to die to self. We live in such an affluent society where everything is so convenient and easy that it's very easy to fall into the trap of the world's about me. The world should revolve around me, not me serving God. And in Lent, if we can deny ourselves, it's such a wonderful opportunity to grow.
That's that humility that, you know, we all need to work on. That's, you know, describing humility, well, it's the opposite of pride. And with pride, like you said, Mike, we want to make ourselves our own God. But we need to turn that around and humble ourselves and think, no, it's not about me. It's about how can I help someone else on this journey? You know, can I pray for someone who is who has, you know, maybe hurt my feelings or had that sharp tongue with me, you know, rather than me coming back, especially in families. I think this happens so often. I just saw my teenagers do it the other night. You know, one was upset with the other one, and so pretty soon there was a shouting match going on, and then my husband steps in, and he's trying to reason with them, and pretty soon, you know, they're all speaking at the same time, and it's getting louder and louder, and, you know, thanks be to God, I was silent myself and said a prayer, and I said, Lord, please come, we need your help. And I went down into the kitchen, and I just said, okay, we need to stop. And, you know, they all kind of looked at me, and I just said it in a, you know, very quiet kind of voice. And they stopped, you know, and I think they realized that, boy, I probably sounded, you know, pretty bad or, you know, this got way further, you know, I said things maybe that I didn't want to say, and it was over, you know, just like that. And that's one of the things that, one of the fruits, one of the blessings of what the mission has helped me see is that in all situations, we can go to God. And God's always there. He's with us always. There's a scripture reading. It's in Mark chapter 1, verse 40 to 41. A leper came to him and kneeling down, begged him and said, if you wish, you can make me clean. Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, I do will it. Be made clean. So, if we look at this leper like us, you know, we are all sinners. And he went before Jesus.
In Luke 15, verse 7, I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. I think this verse gives me a lot of encouragement to go to the sacrament of penance and to confess my sins to a priest. I know before Love Holy Trinity, I used to kind of really dread it. And since then, now I really see it as this is what God wants for me to confess my sins to the priest. And I just think this one verse
really emphasizes that to me, the importance of it. And then after I have and know that I have done something wrong, just to be able to say to God, I'm sorry, which I guess I never used to do. I just waited till I went to confession.
I know what you're saying, Roseanne, because since joining the Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission, when I do something wrong, it's almost like immediately there, well, you shouldn't have done that, you know, and then you say, well, Lord, I'm sorry, you know. And so I think that since joining the mission, because before that, like you say, I always waited till I went to confession, and then half the time, I forget half the things I had done anyway. So I just think that since joining the mission, I know I'm much more aware of when I do something wrong, I, you know, try to say, Lord, I'm sorry.
I'd like to go to a scripture. It's in 1 Peter 1, verses 13 through 16. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, live soberly, and set your hopes completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Like obedient children, do not act in compliance with desires of your formal ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in every aspect of your conduct, for it is written, be holy because I am holy. One thing that I have learned in Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission is about this call to holiness. And I never really ever would have given it any thought until it was brought, you know, to us through the Word that we are all called to be holy. Right here in Scripture, it tells us, be holy because I am holy. So we are to be like God in this total holiness. So how blessed we are to have this Lenten time now to reflect on what it is that we can do to become more holy. Whether that means that we need to give up something, or maybe we need to do something more. But our goal is that we can be totally holy. And again, before the mission, I didn't give that any thought at all. I just really thought that, you know, you lived your life, you know, wherever your life took you, whether it was to become married like I did and have a family and work, and you know, you built up for raising your children and then getting them through school and maybe college, and then you thought about your retirement and having enough things and money to live after you didn't work anymore. But boy, I sure never gave any thought at all to my soul after, you know, what happened to that after I left this earth. And now I know that's what I need to work on. And when my time on earth is finished, will my soul be ready to come into God's kingdom?
And in verse 14 of the scripture we just read in 1 Peter, it says, as obedient sons, do not yield to the desires that once shaped you in your ignorance. And just knowing that those desires will continue, and you know, God is giving us the strength and the courage not to yield, not to go back, because He's calling us to that obedience, as he calls us there, you know, in 1 Peter, as obedient sons. And why? He's calling us to holiness. That's what our Father wills for us. And I think about my journey before the mission, now in the mission. And I feel like I, too, have been brought out of all the things in my heart that have kind of kept me just kind of stuck. And because of the Word of God and the sacraments in our Catholic Church,
I'm coming away from that. All those things that have just kept me in bondage, that keep me stuck in growing in holiness. And now God is just saying, now bring those to me. Bring those things to me. Now that you're growing in that holiness, bring those fruits to me and show me the virtue. And what is the most important one I can give back to him? And that's my ability to love as God wants me to love. Not human, not the human, but that holy love where I'm concerned about my wife's salvation, my children. I'm bringing my children up in God. I'm trying to bring them to Jesus. And at the same time, continually recognizing my sin and repenting so that I can then offer God my holiness as I grow.
Well, I think, Bill, if you go to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 through 9, and it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Take to heart these words which I enjoin on you today. Drill them into your children, speak of them at home and abroad, whether you are busy or at rest. Bind them at your wrist as a sign, and let them be as a pendant on your forehead. Write them on the doorpost of your houses and on your gates."
I think of how much love and mercy and compassion God has for me, and in raising my children, to bring them to Jesus with the same kind of love. I know as a parent you want to, kind of sometimes be a little bit kind of a commando maybe, and that's not what God's asking, and I've made those mistakes enough. But, as that scripture was read, I can't help but think they use the word bind them to your wrist and write them on the door, and I think that's just a matter of, for my heart, recognizing what's there now that's so much of the world, and kind of removing that and getting out of that and surrounding myself and my family with God. And in our home, is God present in my home? Is the scripture being read? Is our home, is God in our home, in all different places? And I think that's part of the cleaning out, and then again in filling up, and ultimately is God growing in our hearts? Are we, removing the things and that are keeping God from being there, and just filling up with Him? And that's kind of my Lent, and what I see now is Lent compared to what it used to be superficially. It comes down to the condition of my heart, and am I growing in more of God's love?
When you say that you want to become holy, it's another way of saying we want to become a saint. And I'd like to read from the diary of St. Faustina, number 1361. This is Jesus speaking to St. Faustina. "This firm resolution to become a saint is extremely pleasing to me. I bless your efforts and will give you opportunities to sanctify yourself. Be watchful that you lose no opportunity that my providence offers you for sanctification. If you do not succeed in taking advantage of the opportunity, do not lose your peace, but humble yourself profoundly before me, and with great trust, immerse yourself completely in my mercy. In this way, you gain more than you had lost, because more favor is granted to a humble soul than the soul itself asks for."
We truly thank and praise Almighty God that you could be with us today for the Grow in God's Love program, The Holy Journey to Heaven, offered by the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, within the Holy Roman Catholic Church. If you'd like to join the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, and find out where meetings are taking place, they are currently being held in Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, and Wisconsin. Or if you'd like to bring the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, into your parish, or if you'd like to subscribe to the New Life in the Holy Trinity, please call us at 773-745-0011.
The number again, 773-745-0011. And you can also email us at lhtbm@lhtbm.com. Again, lhtbm@lhtbm.com. And you can also hear this broadcast on the internet at www.birach.com. That's B as in blessed, IRACH.com, and choose Listen to WNWI. And we'd like to let you know also that you can hear our past radio programs and read our past The New Life and the Holy Trinity publications at our website, www.lhtbm.com. That's www.lhtbm.com. May God bless you. Copyright 2007 by the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, within the Holy Roman Catholic Church. All rights are reserved by the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, within the Holy Roman Catholic Church. No part of this broadcast or any broadcast of the Growing God's Love program, the Holy Journey to Heaven, may be used, copied, or reproduced in any manner whatsoever without written permission from the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, within the Holy Roman Catholic Church.